in the studio. Guess who I have today? In the studio is Denver native Deborah Walker. She is the conductress of the gospel train every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. right here on KUVO Jazz. Now, this weekend is the 38th annual Colorado Black Arts Festival, and Deborah has been involved in it for many years. The festival begins today at Denver City Park with a rebirth theme. Now, the Colorado Black Arts Festival continually develops, promotes, and celebrates Black arts and cultures in Colorado. The CBAF welcomes the community to a free event for everyone to enjoy with two food courts, visual arts, performers, a children's pavilion, and much more. That's today, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, on Sunday, Deborah has coordinated the gospel stage with co-host Bernard Wesley as the Kumba stage transitions to gospel. Good morning, Deborah. It's joyous to be in your presence. Thank you for taking a moment to join us on Community Connection.
Good morning. Good morning, Tria. So I just thank you for having me on today.
It's my pleasure. Now, I love the gospel train each and every Sunday morning before I get ready for church. Now,
thank you.
How long have you been the conductress?
For about 12, 17 years, maybe, since 2010.
Wonderful. Yeah. And we love it. Now, do you remember the first time you attended the Colorado Black Arts Festival? And how did it touch your spirit?
I do. I returned to Denver in 94. And my mother actually is the one that took me to the Colorado Black Arts Festival. And I was really, really so impressed that I really wanted to get involved and really be a part of it. Because the Colorado Black Arts Festival is a, you know, family-oriented, and it is very traditional, you know. So, you know, your parents, you know, they gave it to me. Now I'm passing it on to my niece and, you know, my son and those that, you know, come after me.
Let them understand and know the value of the Colorado Black Arts Festival.
Exactly.
I know that's right. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Now, do you remember the first time you attended? Do you know what year that was?
I think it was probably 96, maybe.
Okay.
1996.
Okay. Just checking. Yeah. Now, tell us how you got involved with the Colorado Black Arts Festival.
Well, I think because of my background with marketing and in the music industry, I was doing radio, of course, with KDKO and, you know, KLDC. I just started going to some of the meetings and started to, you know, offering my services. And, of course, my focus was always on gospel.
Right.
And they really wanted gospel. So it was Perry Ayers, who we lost last year.
Yes, God rest his soul.
Yes, and he's the one that really brought me on and really, really appreciated my connection with the music industry, with gospel music industry, and, you know, being able to put together that aspect of the Colorado Black Arts Festival because, you know, gospel is the foundation. We have to continually preserve, perpetuate, and continue promote gospel to its highest. You know, and I'm the one that is saying that without gospel, you don't have the foundation.
True. It starts there.
Yes.
I don't care what genre you want to play in.
Yes,
it truly starts in gospel.
Yes, it does.
Excellent.
Especially for our culture.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Now, is there any artist you'd like to highlight that's going to be performing this year?
Yes, well, in the gospel industry, of course, we're bringing in the group Fire.
Fire.
They are on fire, too, because they came about a couple of years ago, and they were kind of a brand new group. But since then, they have really, really escalated to heights. I mean, they've been Grammy nominations and, you know, they've just done really, really a great deal within their career. So they're coming back. They're going to be on the Kumba stage. And, of course, we're going to have C2 Mass Choir. We have on the gospel stage, though, we have some good artists. Dr. Michael Williams is going to be there.
Of course.
We have J.L. Thompson and his choir, so even shorter, AME choir. So the gospel stage has always been kind of a community outreach so that they can be a part of, you know, just the continual development of the Colorado Black Arts Festival.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, our very own Ricky O, I understand, is from the Latin Soul Party, of course. He's going to DJ and kick off Sunday's show at the Colorado Black Arts Festival.
Yes, he does. He does that every year for me. Me and Ricky have been working together ever since 96, I would say, because we worked on at KUVO, also KDKO. We worked there together, and that's when we really started hooking up and really working together production-wise. And he just really has been a great, great support, you know.
Yes, he is.
So I think this year, Deborah Gallegos, yeah, she's going to be there just to kind of volunteer and help out with us, you know, from what's her program that she kind of volunteers?
Concion Mexicana.
Yep, she's going to be there. And then Ricky O. But he always opens as the DJ, and then he'll close for me. And we just really, really have a great, great time.
We have a great community, because I met Ricky O when I was working at KDKO as well.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So it's so nice for all of us to be back together again here at KUVO Jazz.
It is. And you know, the Lewis Duncan Award is going to be given this year to Dr. Daddio.
Okay.
So he is going to be the recipient of that award. And he is deserving of it because KDKO has been around for a long time. And when it ended, it ended.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Is there anything else you'd like to add to the Colorado Black Arts Festival? Now, I expect all of you to go, and one of these days, you've got Friday. It's going to be happening Friday, today, tomorrow, and today from noon till 8. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow noon to 8, and then Sunday from noon till 7.
Right.
Okay.
So today is, of course, the Youth Day. So youth are going to be out there, hopefully in droves. Saturday, we start off with the Boogaloo parade. Right, we start with that. And then on the gospel stage, Brother Jeff takes over on Saturday. So he's going to have Hazel Miller, and he's going to have Linda Theus Lee. So he'll have a great show on that stage. On the Kumba stage, Ron Ivory is the one that kind of coordinates that stage. So he's going to be performing, and then they're going to have the Zap Band.
Right.
And then Sunday, of course, we kick it off, and we ended up in the height.
Right.
Right. So really from 12 to 4, the gospel stage will be kind of rolling. Ricky will kind of end that between 4 and 5 with some great, great music. And then we'll go transition to the Kumba stage because the C2 Mass Choir will be performing. And then, of course, we'll have the group Fire who will be there. And then, of course, we'll have Jackie Vinson, who is a blues artist. She's going to close.
Nice.
Yeah. So
it sounds like a wonderful time. So whatever you do, get hydrated, get your giant bottle of water.
Yes.
And get over to the Black Arts Festival this weekend.
You got to be there.
Today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So if you can make all 3 days, great. If you can make one of the 3 days, they would love to see you there, I'm sure. Deborah, I want to thank you so much for taking just a tiny moment out of your busy schedule to be on KUVO Community Connection, a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard.
I am so honored. Thank you, Tree.
You are welcome.